Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Tawas resident.
Hi there, I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is, we've never seen the liberal media and socialist Democrats pumping out more anti-gun lies and fake news than we are seeing right now. Gun owners are rising up and standing up for their freedoms. Lies on the radio, lies on the internet, lies on television. It is going to get worse during this year's election battle, with gun-hating candidates blasting out even more gun ban propaganda to homes, cars, and phones across the country. We the people have the right to protect the Second Amendment and the patriotic values that founded our country. We must share facts, unfiltered and uncensored by the fake news media and extremist gun control candidates. The people of Virginia stood up for their rights against the Democrat governor and newly elected Democrat legislature that intended to pass sweeping gun control restrictions. 91 out of 95 counties in Virginia have passed some type of Second Amendment sanctuary resolution. What the liberal socialist Democrat politicians are basically targeting are virtually all popular semi-automatic rifles and many semi-automatic shotguns and pistols. According to Frank Miniter, editor-in-chief, America's First Freedom magazine, American citizens now own 17 million AR-type rifles and millions of other semi-automatic rifles, pistols, and shotguns. The semi-automatic design has been popular with American citizens for well over a century. Even the AR-15 was first sold by Colt to the American public in the early 1960s. The terms assault weapons and high-capacity magazines are vague, as they are purely liberal political opinions. Many liberal politicians believe you should have a license to utilize your Second Amendment rights. These socialist Democrats assert that a license is required to drive a car, so therefore Congress should establish a federal license for the purchase of any type of firearm or ammunition. However, these Democrats neglect the fact that Second Amendment is a constitutional right, not a legal privilege, as driving is. They want to force American citizens to apply for their Second Amendment rights. Huh, imagine that. Companies such as Bank of America, Citigroup, and PayPal have established policies with political weaponization agendas that punish law-abiding gun owners. Now, there are many companies like Wells Fargo, Visa Inc., and MasterCard have vowed not to dictate what consumers can and cannot buy or prevent customers from utilizing their services in the legal buying of guns. Thomas Jefferson once said, "The strongest reason to retain the right to keep and bear arms is, as a last resort, to protect themselves against tyranny in government." I'm Jane Ruster. I'm a patriot. Protect our Second Amendment rights, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.